Hey guys, I want to take a minute to tell you about my guys over at Shinesty. Those dudes have one mission and one mission only, and that's to help you look fucking good. They can even help someone like Phil out. Shinesty brings you the most outlandish collection of clothing the world has ever seen. When worn correctly, the right clothing can fill randos with jealousy or make you look like a sexual Greek god or goddess. So whether you're searching for retro gear, signature knockout threads, or simply something that makes you look like you got your shit together, even though you don't, Shinesty is here to help. Check out their antics and ridiculous clothing at shinesty.com. That's S-H-I-N-E-S-T-Y.com. And when you go to the promo code, go to loud69. It'll give you 15% off your next order. Shinesty, you may like the way you look, but we do not guarantee it. Ladies and gentlemen, to Loud and Obnoxious, episode 25. Football's dead and the Olympics are live. Let's go. I got my co-host Phil, a.k.a. Eeyore, to my right. And then we got PC Pierce on the ones and twos. And then, of course, joining us once again after a pretty miraculous weekend, we got Hash Sports personality and Super Bowl champion, BVD. How are we this evening, gentlemen?
Woo!
Doing great, Skip.
Not as good as BVD, but pretty good.
Yeah, I'm on cloud nine, Skip, obviously. This is the best week of my life.
And, motherfucking champion, dude.
Dude, we did it. We pulled it out, even though...
We knew it. Me and you knew it. Like, we knew y'all were going to win last
week. Well, we're going to dive really deep into this. We're going to dive into this, because I want to know, like, things like how you were feeling at 32-33. But before we get balls deep into the NFL, let's talk quickly about just what we're going to discuss this week. We're going to recap the Super Bowl with our champion here. We're going to make fun of Zulo because he's not here to defend his claims last week. And then we're going to talk a little bit about the Patriots and the unraveling. And then we're going right into some NBA and college basketball. And then because we've already fixed the Olympics, we will not be doing a sport this week. So we just got a nice podium. And by nice, I mean we're doing pathetic people that everyone hates.
Pathetic people. I mean, most people will probably hate them.
Yeah, if you don't, I mean, if they're pathetic, you would probably...
We just feel bad.
Yeah, but some people might not agree that they're pathetic. Some people might be like, oh, that'll agree with that.
These people are the people doing it. And
yeah, like if you're on this.
So they obviously
yeah,
don't
If you're on this, you're
pathetic.
Not hated,
if, yeah,
but
if
we think
some
you're
of
pathetic.
These people, because I mean, we probably know some of these people on this list.
Yeah, Phil's my gold, so of course we do.
I kid.
But what's it called? That's pretty much picking on Phil segment for this week.
I don't think that'll be the end of it. Don't close it up yet.
I didn't mean to close that book. It's never closed. But of course, and then we'll wrap up everyone's new favorite segment, the shot clock, hash time, volume shots.
We're going to call it something. We're going to get y'all to vote on that. We're going to think of like four names and get our 30 Twitter voters to name this goddamn 30, segment. Yeah, 30,000. My bad. I always forget four zeros.
Yeah, and just like Pierce said, don't forget to go follow us on Instagram and Twitter at LNO Podcast.
Yeah, do that.
But let's go ahead and get this show on the road. Let's get back to BVD.
Woo!
Congratulations. I'm not going to make a lot of conversation because I didn't want y'all to win. I still hate to see you happy.
That's all right.
I'll let you have it.
No, it's okay. I mean, you can hate me being happy, but I'm ecstatic. It was a hell of a game. I mean, I was stressed out pretty much that entire game. Thought at some point Tom Brady was going to lead that drive back to beat us at the very end.
I think everyone thought it.
I mean, we've seen this story before, and it was last year. So, but we got the strip sack, and Nick,
that was it.
Yeah,
I mean, that was it, man. That was that moment where it was like, all right, this is going to happen.
But I mean, up until that point...
Did you think at that moment, like, that it was going to happen? Is that the first moment you thought that it was for sure?
I still, at that point, didn't think we had it sealed. You know, I mean,
The field goal only made it eight points. Okay.
I mean, give Brady 20 seconds. You never know what's going to fucking happen.
I 100% agree. Yeah,
but, yeah, I mean, Big Dick Nick played his big dick off.
Man, and, dude, like he played like, God.
I mean, 538 yards, total offense. I mean, we had our defense didn't do shit for like the first time all season, except for that huge strip.
Made a play when they needed it, though.
But so that's they cool. did, they did, and we're world champs. Feels fucking good to say it. I tried to buy tickets to go to the parade on Thursday, but it's going to be a smooth $600. So I'm just going to watch it from the.
That's worth it.
Going to watch it from the Philly bar here in Denver.
I didn't know we had a fucking Philly bar, but it doesn't surprise me.
Got everything.
Was there a lot of folks at the Philly bar?
I wasn't there for the Super Bowl, okay. So I had people over at my house, and I was extremely tanked. Went through pretty much an entire bottle of Fireball. And, yeah, man, it was fucking nerve-wracking. I mean, you can never count out Brady in the Pats, and so I was just sitting on pins and needles the whole game, but yelling at my TV, it was all good.
Congratulations, brother.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely, dude.
Yeah, we're all very envious. I think Phil has been the most recent, I guess, fan to experience your euphoria, so that's,
I mean, I've only cared about the NFL for, like, 10 years at this point, so, like...
I'm sorry.
Whoop-de-doo.
Yeah, well, sucks for Pierce, but we've all enjoyed a nice long time.
And most, that's awesome. And most importantly, Zulu lost in the past.
That is true.
So. Conveniently couldn't make it tonight.
What's up with that?
Remember when we asked him last week, hey, would you come over here
absolutely.
And, like, refute, you know, or, like, rebuttal or at least, like, show face? He was like, absolutely, absolutely. So, Zulu, if you're listening to this, if you've woken up from your slumber...
Like, what the hell?
Yeah, where the fuck are you, brother?
I mean, he's got a pretty good response, though. He's, you know, they already have 5 rings, so...
Then this should be nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah, he should be here.
I'm surprised I haven't heard from him
they
yet.
They do have 3 losses, though, I mean...
Yeah.
And they, realistically, they could be 0-8 in the Super Bowl. Every one they won by a game-winning field goal, or the gift from Seattle and the gift from Atlanta...
A lot of Vinatieri winning field goals at the beginning, huh?
Yeah, I mean, they've all been close games.
Yeah.
So. They never blow anybody out.
I know this point has been, like, kind of... I mean, we've talked about this too much. We haven't personally. But how about Malcolm Butler just not playing?
Yeah, what's up with that?
So he released a statement. So by the time y'all have heard that y'all are listening to this, then y'all have already read his statement as well. But he said all the rumors and reports that he was smoking weed and late to curfew and cussed out a coach... Those are all false, but he didn't, like, throw anyone under the bus. So, technically, it could be interesting. I mean, I think Bill's got to make a statement, but I was listening to Dan Patrick, I think it was yesterday, and he was saying that there were, rumors floating around while he was doing the broadcast last week that if Belichick had won, then he was going to retire and that McDaniels was the coach in waiting. And then, as we've seen reported in the last couple minutes, that... McDaniels has decided not to take the Colts job. So it's Patricia's out. McDaniels is sticking around. Maybe Belichick's going to take I don't know.
Maybe Belichick and Brady are going to roll like one more year and be.
Yeah. Done. At the very least, he probably got promised head coach and waiting.
They're going out at the same time, though. Don't y'all agree?
Well, I don't know why McDaniels would
stay
if
he didn't. I thought Pop and Duncan were going to go out at the same time, so I don't know.
Pop.
Well, I think...
What Pop? Pop's not even really...
Well, I just thought they were at the same time. Like, you know, after Pop Duncan's run, Popovich was going to, kind of call it. He's like, why start
Popovich
over?
Isn't that old.
Yeah, he's really not that old.
He just never seems like he's out there, like, enjoying it as much as you.
Oh,
think.
He so, loves it.
Like a Pete Carroll.
He loves
like,
that.
He seems to, like...
He loves fucking with those reporters.
Yeah.
I mean, I do.
His whole
I
life
agree,
is fucking
but it seems
with
like
reporters.
He's also irked at times, so I just figured he would
be... yeah, because he's so much smarter
and
than him. He's a fucking
like
genius.
Pop would maybe retire, so that's just one reason.
But back to McDaniels, I don't think he would... I think he wants the opportunity to coach Brady, so...
Maybe.
Why would he stay in New England when...
I mean, Brady's got 2 years max left.
I don't know, man.
He just won MVP.
He just threw 600 yards in the Super Bowl, despite the loss, which we think may be more Butler defensive-related.
Oh, it was 100%
defensive.
If you tell me that you're...
They gave up 41 points.
Yeah,
Malcolm Butler wasn't
defensive-related.
Malcolm Butler wouldn't have made a difference anyway.
Not in the fucking least. They were giving up points all season. It had nothing to do with Malcolm Butler.
But if you had told me they had scored, 33 points in the Super Bowl against the number one defense and Brady threw for 600 yards and 4 touchdowns or whatever it was, I would have been like, well, that's cool. The Patriots got their 6. So, you know, like, you can't say he's over the hill by any means.
No.
No, I'm not talking performance. I'm just saying he's going to be 42 at that point, y'all. I'm not talking about his performance. Y'all acting like I'm trashing his performance. I didn't say a word about the way Tom Brady played. All I said was he's got probably 2 years left.
It doesn't matter. Because
he's fucking old. Yes, it does. At some point, it matters. It's just going to catch up to him, and he's just going to fall off the fucking face of the earth.
But it hasn't yet.
But it will, y'all. You won't see it coming. It's just going to happen.
But it may. It could be 5 years.
He's
going to play
till he's 45? Bullshit. No way. No way.
Classic Morton Anderson That's story if I've ever seen one.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he was a kicker, maybe. But Tom Brady could fucking blow his knee out next year and never play another. He could blow out his Achilles next year and never play a down of football again.
That's any football player.
So, like, I mean, yeah, but he's fucking old. Most guys could come back from that. But Tom ain't coming back from some shit like that anymore.
Yeah.
He ain't coming back from hardly anything.
If he gets hurt, he's not coming back
anyway.
Right, but I mean, if he stays healthy, he could play another 5 years.
I think 5 years is ridiculous.
It is a stretch. It's a stretch for sure.
He doesn't get hit.
All I said was 2 years. Three, maybe max. All
right, whatever.
And then he's 43. I don't see why it even matters. But yeah.
He hasn't slowed down yet, so.
Yeah, he hasn't. I didn't say that he did.
But yeah, I mean, if they win another Super Bowl, I'm sure they'll ride off into the sunset.
Yeah. But no losing team is going back to the Super Bowl since the Bills. So Pat's going back next year.
Classic Cowboys story. I appreciate you bringing us in irrelevancy for us.
So them returning next year doesn't look that great. You know, so what, are you going to two more years? Well,
the Patriots.
What's his face? Is McDaniel's going to sit around for 2 years?
Trends.
Yeah, they do.
McDaniels has done some weird shit. He did draft Tebow in the first round. Yeah. And he like ran out of Denver. Like, if you ask the people around this town, I think I moved here roughly around the time when Tebow's last season, so McDaniels last season as well, I think. And then John Fox. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So whatever
Tebow
it was,
season,
they
right?
fucking hated McDaniel.
Well, yeah.
They hated him.
He traded Cutler and he traded Brandon Marshall. I mean,
and then they just shit the bed for like 4 years, 3 or 4 years until they John.
Did he
Fox.
Draft John?
But then they won a Super Bowl.
Von
so
Miller
who cares?
That was a Peyton Manning thing. That was
I mean,
Peyton Manning. Didn't
that's what I'm saying. Like not
just saying fan-wise. Like,
yeah, but McDaniel
Brock
all the time just seems to like burn fucking bridges everywhere he goes. He's almost like a Lane Kiffin
except
of
for
pro
New
sports.
And he's sticking around.
Well, they're kind of like incestual. Like they love their people so much, they're like Lannisters. They'd rather just fuck each other instead of having somebody come in and like ruin the bloodstream.
How about Gronk's response after the game when he was asked about retiring? And he was like, kind of like he answered the question kind of weird. Like it gave Pats fans some concern, I'm sure, to see him say, "Well, I don't know. I haven't like."
When was the last time he played 16 games?
Well,
the dude's a walking concussion.
Definitely got CTE.
100 million percent.
That's probably the CTE talking.
Got CTE. Yeah, he might not even know what he's saying anymore. Like, the most shocking part of that whole thing to me was that Gronk was 28. I thought that guy was at least, like, 34 or something.
Edelman called him a savant as well. Like, if you ask him to do any math, if you ask him, like, any, like, math question, he'll just know the answer. Like, he could tell you, like, people's, like, I guess contract negotiations and, like, how much they were getting paid per stuff. Like, on his team, like, that's the weird shit he knows.
He's like Rain Man?
I guess. Because, I mean, he may be a little slow as well in other facets, but, I guess that's pretty much wraps up football talk
for the
season.
He should go to the WWE.
Yeah, Phil brought this up last night, and I think that's a really interesting point. Like, he's that young, but he should 100% quit football. Well, or maybe not. Like you said, he's got CTE. He's going to die
be a Hall
pretty
of
young.
I mean, would
he's
you have the gold jacket? Do you get the gold jacket?
He's already
yeah,
a Hall of
yeah, he's won enough Super Bowls to be a Hall of Famer, right? Like, that's pretty much what they judge you on.
He's
and
set
your
records.
Stats.
He's got Marino would back to
good stats.
What, one more thing before we move on from football.
Yeah, but Dan was like the all-time leading passer when he retired, though. So, like...
I'm just making observations.
Well, yeah, everybody knows Marino didn't win shit.
I mean,
Carter, too.
Sorry. Shouldn't Doug Peterson win Coach of the Year?
I mean, yeah, 100%.
Didn't Scott McVay or Sean McVay already win that beforehand?
They don't
though?
Factor in playoffs.
That's so stupid, though. I mean, that's for
Well, they give out the award before the game, so I mean...
What was y'all's record last
even,
year?
Even so, before the game, I think he should have won.
I'm pretty sure he's okay with the hardware he went home with.
Nobody's saying he's disappointed, but he probably did deserve
I think McVay did very well as well. Like, I mean, both of them can be equally deserving.
Well, yeah, they made the playoffs.
But yeah, like, obviously,
this guy
Peterson
won a Super Bowl.
He earns his keep after the fact, but it's already the voting process is done.
It's regular
you can't be
season.
Mad at him.
It's regular season only.
But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. You won a Super Bowl, but you should.
But why? You know, like some.
I'm sure he'll get one because if it shows anything, if you can make Nick Foles look an ass, get a chance. Super Bowl. There's a chance that you're probably in line for another Coach of the Year.
It's a quarterback whisperer, that's for sure.
Yeah. Like if the
I'm congratulating you. Thank you. Hopefully, I don't have to ever do that again.
Appreciate it. It's a great season, and the future is bright. So fly, Eagles, fly.
Yeah, we'll talk about it all for a second. Do you think you keep both quarterbacks?
I think we should hold on to Foles just to see how Wentz's knee progresses and then go from there. I mean, right now we could probably trade Foles for a first-round pick, obviously.
Would you trade Foles or Wentz?
You think so?
I don't know. First-round pick.
Super Bowl MVP.
I think he could, yeah.
So you're saying you would trade the Super Bowl MVP and keep the guy that's coming off a torn ACL and MCL?
No, what I'm saying is I think we should hold on to him for a while and see how Wentz progresses because he tore his ACL later in the season. So who knows? I mean, he could come back a little slow.
Do it.
So
I think Bridgewater.
Right.
Do what the Patriots did this year and trade him at the deadline next year.
Yeah.
For the Jimmy G.
Yeah, I don't hate that. So I think we hold on to him and see how Wentz does and go from there.
I feel you. I feel you. Well,
hell yeah.
That officially wraps up football's talk for the season. Catch up with us next August for our that's not true. We'll talk.
Yeah,
we'll talk combine and other shit along the way.
What a worthless fucking event that is. I hope we don't talk about the combine.
We can talk about Phil's mock draft.
We can talk. Oh yeah, mock draft. Excuse me. And then we'll probably talk draft as well. It's in Dallas.
Draft
maybe we'll go down for the.
I mean, they were coming out with mock drafts before the fucking Super Bowl. Like, why?
They changed them.
I had to come up with my own.
Yeah, they were great. And so, for those that may not know what we're speaking about, Phil actually posted his first round of the mock draft on the Hash Sports website, so go.
He's got like six more rounds to do. So,
Phil, grab me a beer.
Get your fucking popcorn ready.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good one. What's it called? But onward and upward, we're going back to basketball. It's our new bread and butter.
Hoop dreams, baby.
Yes, yeah. And as we've all kind of touched on in the past weeks, the list is alive and well. Not only that, but the anchor also. But for right now,
yeah, because
wait, back to
Pets.
Football. Anchored the Pets.
That a boy.
100%. He took him down.
I owe this victory to Phil. Appreciate it.
So, like I tried to say earlier, BVD and I were the only ones that picked the Eagles.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well,
I didn't pick him to win. I picked him to cover.
All right, let's come on. We're done. I've turned the chapter.
All right.
Basketball, the list. Let's start with LeBron. When we left off last week, Kevin Love actually broke his hand since then, and the trade deadline is right upon us. They're not getting DeAndre Jordan. LeBron's
I don't think he'd make a difference.
LeBron says he'll take calls with Golden State, wants to go to places like Houston or bullshit. I mean, gotta love my list is in play. Oh, and they've lost like 7 of 10. It's a great time.
And getting blown out in spectacular fashion.
Yeah, and they like can't get rid of fucking JR, Tristan Thompson. Like, everybody they want to get rid of, nobody wants because they got terrible fucking contracts. Dan Gilbert apparently hates LeBron and is trying to trade him wherever, but LeBron will not accept the trade.
Who didn't
anywhere.
Know Dan Gilbert hated LeBron? Remember that letter he wrote that was
Well, yeah, but then he welcomed him back and they like fake made up and won a championship, you know.
I'm sure
like,
they didn't really make
everything
up.
Kind of, oh, I said fake made up, Phil.
Yeah, for public
appearances. But yeah, like it's not it's big big non secret that LeBron's probably leaving.
And that the Nets pick they got in that trade, like
they don't want to trade that.
Well, I know, but it's not. It like they thought it was gonna be like the number one top five pick. I think the Nets are playing.
Yeah, it's gonna be like a.
There's
six
still
or seven
three games
pick.
Out. So, but I mean it's still the lotto, so it could be anywhere. But
well,
yeah.
True.
But they're three games out of the worst record in the league, so they're not that far off.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not too bad. We were
I
looking
they were
at
like
the
sixth, seventh, something like that.
They very may well be, but they aren't good, so
well,
they can easily dip and dive. But like, it seems like Chicago has been they're tanking as well, and I think it's tanking for Bagley or whatever you want to call his name from Duke. But it's gonna be kind of interesting. And y'all went to the game last night. Shout out Phil's dad.
Yeah.
Nuggets seem to be on a little roll after taking care of Golden State this weekend. Pick up another dub last night, and. Comfortably in the top five or back five. What
the Nets are 19-35, so no, they are not in the top six or seven
of
the Eastern Conference. No, they're nowhere close.
No, we were talking about in the draft.
No, yeah, like worst
not,
record.
Yeah, we were talking about like reverse order.
Yeah, I know, exactly. So, like, they need to be at the bottom of the East. Yeah. Like, you thought they were...
I thought they were,
you thought they were 6th or 7th from
but
the bottom?
But that's just the East.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you're the Western Conference. So, you're about right.
God damn it. That's not good producing skills, but it's all right.
Man, well, I wasn't paying attention to what you said. I thought you were saying that they were, like, the 6th or 7th spot in the East.
Oh, no.
And I was like, no, that's not even close to fucking right.
No, we were right. You were wrong.
You said that really weird. I was confused, at least. I mean...
Top 6 worst.
Oh, yeah, top 6 worst. Yeah, yeah, but I thought you were saying, like, top 6. I don't know why. I don't know fucking why.
Phil and I were in a conversation about it. That's why we were talking about it.
Yeah,
you're right. It could go, but at the same time, it could be very good. Yeah. Well, either, they may not get even, like, the top 3 of the...
But anyway, they probably will.
Yeah, they're still going to be in the lottery selection crew. So
but, yeah, they're going to end up having to trade that pick. They got to trade Isaiah Thomas because that shit's not working out. No. It's just not working out at all.
I knew it would.
Who's the narc on the team? We know it's not J.R. Smith because that guy is hood and boss.
Oh, yeah, J.R. ain't fucking snitching on
nobody. Somebody's leaking shit all over the place. Yeah. Like the Kevin Love, like, arguments. I mean, I don't know what else is going on in that locker room, but it seems like that fat horse on ESPN gets a new story every day, and I believe everybody else gets leaked stuff. I mean, Woj is ahead of anybody. He's firing folks nowadays. And it seems like it's a very porous operation that's going around in that locker room. So,
no doubt.
I think the Cavs are a disaster.
This list is going great, and we're going to run back so many episodes if this team goes full, like...
If we take down LeBron, like... I mean, holy fuck, he's been in the finals like 8 years in a row or some shit. Like, if we finally are...
It's like taking down Brady. Like, oh, wait, Phil did that.
Took down Brady. Almost. I mean, was so close to taking down Nick Saban. Took down Saban once, but he wasn't powerful enough.
But he wasn't
on the list. That's a good point, too.
No, but
you can't put a savvy businessman like that.
Yeah, we're intertwining the list and anchor right now.
True, but when the list, what the list doesn't get, Phil manages to get this and chop them
all. Yeah, and he did take Saban down once.
I mean, that is true. He rolled tide well enough. So... We're pretty good at what we do. Tell all your sorcery friends. Like, anybody that's into black magic, we'd love to have them on the podcast.
Let's wait and see what happens Thursday. And I mean, they can pull some crazy shit out, but probably nothing good enough to get them.
The deadline's Thursday?
Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Right. So your pals are still alive?
Yeah. I mean,
Your Thunder are alive and creeping. They're right next to the Denver BVD.
Yeah.
We beat the Thunder a couple nights ago.
There you go.
In Oklahoma City.
But then Nuggets beat them as well.
Then we probably lost to somebody shitty the next night.
That's the NBA.
Yeah. Well, it's exactly. The Pelicans. It's Alvin Gentry. Fuck you.
Yep. And so that's Phil's take on it. You know, after Boogie going down, it'll be an interesting offseason for y'all. But let's see if you can make it at least into the postseason.
Well... I think as far as re-signing him, I'm not saying the injury is a good thing. It's never a good thing. I'm sorry, Boogie. But as far as his value, I mean, I think it suits the Pelicans' favor.
Because he'll be more willing to stick around because he won't be offered as much on the market because of the knee injury. Ankle, whatever. What's it called? Achilles. Okay, that's fair. Yeah. Ankle. Well, I guess that's kind of wraps up our list jinxing. Obviously, don't forget to go read our Denver blogs. Pierce has been going to a fair amount of games of late, so he's going to start giving you some content on that shit.
I mean, let's talk about the Nugs a bit, man. They're hot. Had a good week last week.
I mean,
won 3 in a row, won 6 of 8. They're playing good ball right now.
Yep.
They might be about to trade Will Barton. He's mine and Phil's favorite player. It's just possible. Because they're not going to... They don't seem inclined to re-sign Will in the offseason from what I read today. And he's a free agent. So any like decent deal that's going to be able to make that Will Barton... I mean, because there's really not too much to throw in.
He wants to be traded, though. He probably does. He started last night, but I don't... He's a sixth man.
But they're trying to get Tyreke Evans, and Memphis is playing fucking hardball for Tyreke Evans.
I mean, they're asking for the farm.
Yeah.
Everybody, like...
Tyreke Evans, like, he's...
But Tyreke...
He's on his fourth team and having a hot season.
He's injury prone as fuck.
He is, but like the Nuggets have no backup point guard right now. Moutier is not the answer.
I think Boston's vying to have him come off the bench. Asking for that kind of money for your sixth man. That's a hard OKC situation.
Yeah,
he started last night though and played.
He did a great game. He did. He's been playing really well. But yeah, like you said, Boston, somebody else. I just said it a fucking minute ago. A lot of people are in on. They did get Greg Monroe.
Yeah, they signed him the 1 year deal.
That's pretty huge, right?
Pierce has been kind of off his game tonight. You notice that?
I had no idea about Greg Monroe.
That was a Saturday transaction.
We were skiing Saturday. I don't know.
That dude's from New Orleans, and they said that Pelicans had best chance.
Yeah, that's the last I heard.
And
Pels.
Next thing you know. Good job, Alvin Gentry.
Who has worse weather, Boston or New Orleans?
Who has what?
Worse weather.
Oh, Boston. The winters of Boston suck,
but the summers in Boston probably rival the summers in New Orleans.
You don't have to live there in the summer.
That's true. You're out of there in June.
Yeah, he don't give a fuck about that.
And I guess home is New Orleans, but at the same time, we're not at home, so I can understand
that. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see what the Nuggets do. They got to make a move. They got to get a scorer. They need power forward if Millsap's not going to come back anytime soon. But
he'll be back soon.
And they have some tough games coming up, too. I mean,
last week was fucking tough. Last week they played the Spurs, the Celtics, the Warriors, and the Thunder. Like, a fucking tough week. Went 2-2 in that stretch. The
Spurs seem to be crumbling.
The Spurs are. Like, they need Kawhi.
It's so crazy under a Popovich coach team.
Yeah, it is kind of odd to see, but I kind of feel like they'll get it together. You got to feel like the Spurs will get it together.
I was always wondering, like, LaMarcus Aldridge, like,
he's a pussy.
He kind of had a weird transition into there. He was very, like, absent or silent in the playoffs. You know,
he's
like,
not
when you
the guy
show
he
up,
was in Portland.
He's not a 27-point guy, which, I mean, obviously he can put up those numbers, but it doesn't seem like he's as reliable as he was in Portland.
It's kind of like
Or,
Dwight.
Like, with Kawhi.
It's like it just turned off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I mean, he's Asian.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, but he's not that old, though. Like, it's just
he's like probably like 30.
Yeah, it's just really weird that, you know, he just kind of, he's just not. I thought he was going to be great there. Like, after Duncan dominated for so long, I was like, man, Aldridge is about to be a baller. And, you know.
And I thought it was going to be Twin Towers like Duncan was with Robinson.
I
agree. So that's an interesting thing, but I think he's there. Didn't he sign a contract extension in the offseason?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, I mean, this is us talking basketball.
Blake Griffin signed a contract extension in the offseason as well.
That is true. And look at contract extensions. Look at John Wall. He's talking shit about his teammates. And then he has, like, $200 million backloaded over the next
four years. There's only three players in the NBA that have a no-trade clause. So, like even Stephen Curry doesn't have a no-trade clause. So, anybody can be traded.
That's very interesting, man. Who is it? LeBron?
I think Melo. And
of course Melo has did he waive it to go to OKC? I mean, who wouldn't want to go to OKC?
That's right.
It sounds like they're going to keep Paul George now.
It's the Philly of the West.
It would be great if they did.
Thanks. I mean, you're the Super Bowl winner. I'm just this guy over here. So I had to. I can't wait to see. And look for Pierce's blog Thursday for a trade recap.
There's going to be monster trade. With the Nuggets are doing something.
And you called IT is going to be gone too.
IT is going to be gone. The Cavs have to make some moves too. Like, yeah, I mean, people are going to make moves. Just who's it going to be? Like, Lou Williams is probably going to go to the Thunder. I saw that today. Ooh, that's a fucking great move for the Thunder.
Lou Williams
is a pure fucking scorer, dude. He averages 23.5 off the bench. 23.5 points off the bench. I read that earlier today that they really wanted Lou Williams, and I think, man, if they could fucking get rid of Carmelo and add Lou Williams, or just like throw Carmelo, just put him on the fucking bench.
Well, I mean, we need more depth anyway.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, Lou Williams would be a great fucking addition to the Thunder, and I think that'd make them really dangerous.
Yeah.
Like, they you know?
One thing I like about Carmelo being in Oklahoma City is the fact that he doesn't just get automatically put on a goddamn All-Star ballot because he's in fucking New York. The jersey got him
put there the last
8 years. Like, he was shooting 58% of the, you know, like.
Man, that's crazy.
Didn't he get it as an alternate, because
Boogie went down.
Yeah.
Man, but that's nuts,
slightly understandable.
I thought OKC fans, like, turned out for shit, though. I thought they were big in that.
But you're still only talking about, like, 1 million people.
I guess when you're talking, like, on a big scale, that's a good point.
There's not as many. So.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's all voter...
small market.
I don't know if it's all voter-friendly, but yeah, the small market...
But it's a great market. They're smart as shit.
They support their team, but...
I thought it was wasn't a fan vote this year.
I mean, it may not all be, but I'm sure that it has some.
It was a draft.
I mean, there's four. No, that was just the starters. That was the teams elected.
Yeah, they're still the pool.
The pools were voted on by, I guess, teams, players, and then fans were given a small percentage, I believe.
Yeah, the starters were still selected like they normally are, and then the reserves were picked.
People were bitching about four Warriors on the team and all that.
And Russ didn't get a starting position.
They can all do this. I don't give a shit.
I mean, and we still don't like. I just wish we'd have seen that draft still. I'm kind of bummed.
They have to televise it next year.
And I think they will. But it's not just really weird.
Bitch ass on the fucking front of it.
It's just really weird.
Yeah, because the NBA usually makes like good decisions.
Yeah, and that was a bad decision.
Like fan friendly.
They're very ahead of the curve in all of their decisions. So we applaud you, NBA, for being proactive rather than reactive.
They're not the first people to do a draft.
No, I think the NHL was like the first people to really mix up.
You don't even know when the NHL playoffs are. Excuse me, the NHL All-Star break is because they don't even.
It just happened.
I know you couldn't find
it. No one knew what was going on.
Nobody. It was like there was probably 500,000.
That'll happen during the playoffs too. Like they put fucking NHL playoff games on CNBC. It's crazy.
That's better than what's usually on CNBC, so that's a trade-off.
Bullshit, are you kidding me? They play Shark Tank all the time. The profit's great. CNBC's original, man, you better fucking... Yeah, you think you're talking about MSNBC?
That may be the case.
CNBC brings goddamn heat.
My apologies on the Shark Tank. Mark Cuban, I know you're listening. Don't forget to invest.
The profit with Marcus Lemonis is one of the best shows on television.
You're a weirdo.
Never heard of it.
He doesn't watch Game of Thrones, but he knows the originals.
I watch a really.
That's
I
my producer lot, Pierce.
I watch a lot that. Of bad reality TV.
How many times have you seen each Survivor episode?
Oh,
I watch Survivor. We can't make fun of that.
So season.
But have you seen each
season 13 like through yeah. now? I've seen. Yeah, I've
you
seen a
like
couple
the ones
of them
that were on
times.
Amazon or Hulu.
Yeah, the ones on Amazon. Yeah. And I started on Hulu, and then I found them on Amazon.
So, guilty confession: roommate used to draft teams of the people that were starting at the beginning of the Survivor season.
Oh, like, okay.
And put money on
Fantasy
it.
Survivor.
And if any of your three people, it was like daily. Yeah, it was like weekly fantasy spot. And we should watch the season.
So, do you still watch it? Did you watch last season?
I kind of tailed off.
Right, so, it's about to start up again. We're fucking watching Survivor. Phil, you're watching.
All right, Hash Sports has
it's about to start up.
We're going to pick teams.
We're going to watch it, and
we're going to film it.
I haven't watched Survivor since 95, so
you need to get back
95.
On board, dude. Okay, I'm going to give
you... F1?
Hey, you got Amazon? I'm going to give you a season to watch, and I'm going to get you back in the zone for it.
You're
going to
give him Rupert? When Colby's on there with the Texas flag?
I'm going to give him like a Russell season, like... Season 20 is like the best season in the history of Survivor. It's like heroes
you are
versus
so
villains.
Weird.
Dude, I know a lot about Survivor.
I liked the original
sucks.
Seasons when it was before the gimmicks and everybody knew who the other people were.
Gimmicks are fun. But anyway, I'm really excited. I got a great guest to bring on for Survivor, too. Somebody really, he's tried to get on Survivor like 15 times.
Is it Andy Dwyer?
They keep rejecting him. But I really feel like, I feel like we're going to get him on. That could be like a new thing that means my goal on here, too, is to get Paul. On Survivor. But yeah, we're gonna have him on too. He'll be really pumped about this. But yeah, we're watching fucking Survivor. You got a couple weeks to get ready. I did not expect this to start.
Do I have to participate?
Yes, Phil, you need to watch Survivor. Come on, man. It's not hard to watch.
You can even get your significant others in on this.
Yeah, Emily will like it.
It's similar to like a bachelor or a bachelorette. 100%. It's competition meets sometimes someone's getting finger banged on the beach. That's how it works.
You never know what's going to happen on the island. There are no rules on the island.
Except
there are some rules.
Yeah, there are.
You can't hit people.
Yeah,
you can't. Shit like that.
And you don't need to pass out next to the fire or you may get helipacked out.
Yeah, don't fall into the fire. Man, that was like some season 2 shit. What a jackass. All right,
well, let's move on. We are
what were we talking
podcast.
About before that?
I don't even know, but that's our tangent of
the
night.
Oh, we were
night.
Talking about the trade NBA. Trade deadline. Carmelo Anthony. I want to know. You trashed CNBC. That's what it was. I just could not stand for that, and I got to
stop. Calm down. All right, I'm taking control of this again.
That's cool. I was just trying to get us back to where we were.
No, I'll do
you
it.
Got, you
fine.
Did it.
Let's go college basketball. Let's just go college basketball. Speaking of the list and wanting to take people off an island, Grayson Allen, they take a big L this weekend against St. John's, and so they fall out of the grace of the top five. I'm pretty stoked about it. That's just another list membership. Right. Yeah.
It's nice to see.
We're rearing our head. You know, they may have an A-list group coming in next season, but it should be a nice, interesting march that we're rearing up for. As we speak, we're watching Mississippi State and Alabama – and they're on a hot streak. We've won four straight in the SEC.
This is a bad game.
Not really.
No, it's actually been a really good game. So don't listen to Pierce.
71 points with 16 minutes left in the game. I'm just talking about low scoring wise. It's a bad game. Yeah, it's you know, 35-35. It's close.
Yeah, well,
it's real piss poor if you like taking overs. Though, if you hammer the over, you're pissed right now.
That is such is life, such is life. But Kentucky also took a big L, and they're going on the other channel right now, and they're playing at home against Tennessee. If they lose today, they're in serious like 11 seed. Like they're an 11 seed kind of team. Losing to teams that you shouldn't. Quality wins over just
Tennessee's
Florida.
Tennessee's a team that they could easily
lose to. If you have pedigree,
Tennessee's good though.
They've lost twice to them. You lose to a Missouri
Kentucky's
team.
Kentucky's ranked now.
Didn't they lose to Georgia? They lost either Georgia or South Carolina. I mean, they're not a great that good.
No, they're not great. They're starting five freshmen.
That's a product of what they do. They're all five stars.
Yeah, but there's not one guy that anybody knows who they are. They don't have like that
Greg Knox or whatever his name is.
Kevin Knox. But yeah, he's the only one. And the only reason I know who he is because he was supposed to go to Missouri and play with Michael Porter. And then he backed out on that and ended up going. That's the only reason I know who he is.
I only heard his name earlier.
So. Yeah, exactly. I know because we were watching earlier and we talked about this and they mentioned him. And I was like, oh, yeah, I've heard of that guy.
Yeah.
But other than that, they don't have like the normal star. They don't have like the fucking the badass.
The fox, the cat guy
like last year.
Anthony Davis. You know?
Yeah, they don't have that one big stud.
Fox was great last
other people
year, too.
Have.
I hate to see
it. It was just a combination.
Just flashes in the NBA.
It was a combination of Fox and Monk. Marcus Monk came off the bench at like trash time last night for the Hornets. The Hornets have a really good like trash time bench. Like these are like former college players that are good. That Bacon,
it's like him
guy.
And Kemba Walker.
That dude Dwayne Bacon from Florida State plays for him. I just like his last name.
I was wondering how you could remember such a random player, but
because his last name is fucking Bacon.
Yeah, you explained it yourself. That's film.
Love it.
Well, you know, I think that pretty much wraps up basketball talk for this week. I think besides that, let's get straight into our favorite segment. We got a debate over. Most Pathetic People, Podium Awards. Cue the music. So Phil won last week after highly contested and highly
contested.
People
or
got
debated.
People got
or bashed.
People got mad online.
Man, there was some
name calling going on, and that's not even with us contributing. That was other people.
Yeah,
so
we didn't call.
We enjoyed it. We appreciated it. The name calling. I thought was hilarious.
That's awesome.
And I couldn't agree more. And I think Phil even finally. Fessed up that it's not a great Super Bowl food, but it is a delicious food.
No. I fucking didn't say that. I said
it's a really bad selection.
Outside of New Orleans, Louisiana, or the you know it's other places that have perfected the art of boiling crawfish, then yeah, it's not a good idea. But when you're prepared for shit like that, have a table. And have lots of napkins,
and be in a 70-degree climate,
have
the bugs in a flyable road.
Yeah.
Like you're talking about a brutally specific thing, so you tailored it, but that's fine. That's
everybody
how you grew
that
up.
Has,
I get it.
Everybody
that's
that's
why you won.
There's a lot of people in New Orleans that have.
There was some passionate.
Have a TV outside.
Yeah. There were some very angry.
As far as cleanliness, though, how is that any more dirty than like?
Because
wings?
if we're having the party at Pierce's house, you're not bringing crawfish. You would bring chicken wings because they come in a platter and you just throw them back in the same platter. Crawfish, you are literally finger banging, and it's a process.
You have to be hosting the party for crawfish. You can't like show up somebody's
and
house.
And it's a crawfish party.
It's a boil. It's a crawfish boil.
I agree.
Oh,
I
like
agree.
The pot. Like you got to cook them there. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
I agree.
Like rarely ever do you have a party where somebody just brings a fucking bag of
crawfish. No fucking shit. That's why we were arguing with you. That's a bad Super Bowl.
Okay, but somebody's going to host. A fucking crawfish Super Bowl boil.
If we were doing a crawfish boil, then that would be one of the things I would bring.
They bring like a special invitation. You'd have to let them know, like, hey, don't wear anything too
all
nice.
Right, let's just
don't
get to this.
Like,
so let's get into this week's podium where we're going to be talking about pathetic people, and Phil's going to lead us off. Phil, let me know what really grinds your gears. What irks you a little bit here, Bubba?
Well, coming in at the bronze, people that walk their fucking dogs in strollers. I mean, how pathetic can you get?
How often do you run into people like this?
I mean, it's more of like a New York thing. I've definitely seen it a lot in New York.
There's actually a woman in my neighborhood who does that every day, and she has two dogs, and she has them both in a stroller. Walks around the neighborhood. So, yeah, I can hear.
Does she get a reason why? Have you ever asked her, like, why do you do that?
No, I haven't had that conversation.
Have you ever seen the dogs outside of the stroller?
I try to stay away from my neighbors, you know? I don't really want to have a conversation with them. So, anyway, Phil, apologize.
That's a good one. Because that pissed me. Did you see that today? Did that happen? Because you didn't have that earlier today.
You came in hot.
You came in, and the first thing you said today is, I got a new one.
I did go walk in the park, but I didn't see that. But the idea came to me.
Okay, yeah.
And I was
right
just
when
like,
he walked in the studio.
Because it's a good one.
Those people are just fucking pathetic. Now, unless, of course, you have a dog that's, you know, handicapped, disabled.
Yeah, that goes without saying.
Of course. But if your dog's perfectly capable of walking and you don't own a leash, then fuck you.
Yeah. Fuck you.
All right. And silver is Gary Danielson, announcer, CBS Sports, SEC games, every goddamn week during college football. And the dude says the most pathetic shit every single game. I cringe every time he talks. I mean, I cannot stand the dude.
People complained about Vern, and Vern was never even close to the problem.
Danielson's the problem.
Vern didn't know anybody's name. He was just this fucking clueless dipshit, but he was gold. Gary, God,
they forced Vern out and kept Danielson. I mean, what?
Yeah, his voice kind of annoys me, you know?
I hate how he just fellatios Alabama all the goddamn time.
Well, yeah, of course.
Well, everybody does that, though. That's just like...
He just says the most obvious shit, and that I just can't stand it. I usually put the game on mute and turn on music or something.
100%.
It's also a great honor to be the CBS Game of the Week. When I was in college, that was not a regular thing. We were a Jefferson Pilot Sports 11 a.m. game special. It was Bloody Marys and just like miserable attendance.
Jefferson Pilot kicked off at 11:30.
Yeah.
It started at 11 when ESPN came in. And they gave us an even earlier, shittier kickoff, which is 11 a.m.
It competes Oxford with the Iowa game time. Every Saturday. Yeah, like, If you're not at your team games, it's like you can go dual screen at 10 a.m. if you bet the Iowa under and then like the dogs.
Big Ten people like having that early game. Like that's like their thing.
Oh, they're all about it.
Because then they can get in their cargo shorts quicker.
I don't know why they do, but I don't know why they do a lot of things they do there. So,
all right.
Hit me with the gold.
Gold is grown-ups that go crazy for free t-shirts at sporting events.
Ooh, like it.
Give me a fucking break.
Like the t-shirt cannon?
Yeah. Or like, you know, when they have like the cheerleaders come throw them. Like, yeah, give me a t-shirt. And like they snatch it from some kid.
Yeah, they're like fighting over some 8-year-olds.
All the shirts are like boxed XXLs anyway, and it's like this girl doesn't even want to wear the shirt. She just wants to like have it, you know? Like
they just want to say they caught it. I'm on TV.
And this dad steals it and starts wearing it with jeans and no belt tucked in. You're just like, look at this dickhead.
And that's
a great pick.
It's especially pathetic. It's especially pathetic when it's a playoff game and they put the free t-shirts on your seat when you get there. So you've already gotten a free t-shirt and now you're going crazy over another fucking 50-cent t-shirt.
I need that. I gotta have that. That one's different than this one.
So
and it's probably the same fucking
t-shirt. You people are pathetic.
I can't argue with that, man.
And they never wear that t-shirt a second time.
No.
It just like gets
that goes home and turns into something. I swear to God.
They tell everybody they caught a t-shirt at the game and then they just forget. The next morning, that's how insignificant that t-shirt actually is. But the joy of it is just through the roof when they get it.
Like, I can't be the only guy that's not wearing the white t-shirt that everyone's wearing tonight. just wear a white shirt before you get there, and you're all right. You can just put it in your pocket away. But, well, that's not a bad threesome right there.
That was a good one, Phil. That was a good one.
Thank you.
BVD, you're a Super Bowl champion, so I'll give you honors as well.
All right, let's start it off with the bronze. I've got dads kissing their sons on the lips.
Ooh,
very relevant topic right now.
Very relevant.
Yeah, I think we know who you're talking about.
The unwarranted shot. If only Zulu was here to give not only his podium, but also recommendations.
Yeah, I mean, Tom Brady, you're a fucking weirdo for, you know, kissing your kids on the lips for more than 3 seconds. If it's a little peck, I get it.
I kind of want to say period. My parents never did that.
If it's a peck, not at that age.
How old is this kid?
It's like 12.
I don't even know.
12?
I thought it was like
10, 12. I'd say 3 or 4 is the cutoff for that.
Yeah, for sure.
I think he was like 10 years old. He was like a functioning like child.
He was
like,
asking advice for his fantasy team or something. Yeah. So yeah. Man, he is 12.
Yeah, that's dumb.
So, quick story. This is also relevant amongst my friends, too. When we were at my buddy's wedding a few years ago, and we saw a picture that we were like, we're going through the pictures like a week later, and we saw a picture of, it was like my wife and her friend, and then we zoomed in the background. One of my buddies was making out with his dad. No joke. On the lips, kissing on the lips. So it's not that rare, apparently.
I don't know. I think it's pretty rare.
What the fuck?
Exactly. So if you're a fucking dad.
What kind of company do you keep?
So if you're a fucking dad, he's our weird friend. So if you're a fucking dad and you kiss your son on the lips, you gotta stop that
shit. Stop that shit.
Stop
it. Cut it out.
Stop it.
Okay, and if you if you gotta continue to do it in the privacy of your own home. Don't do it on national television.
On a documentary.
Where people can see you. And know that you do that and think you're a fucking weirdo.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how many Super Bowls Tom Brady wins. Yeah, he's the guy that kissed his son in the mouth.
That's the society we live in, though. You're right.
He deserves that ridicule.
Yeah.
He definitely does.
So that's a strong play.
See,
that's a good start right there.
When he won the Super Bowl last year, didn't he kiss his dad on the lips? Like, right on camera? So, I mean, it's just a family thing.
I was thinking,
What the fuck happened to the Brady household?
I don't know.
Good God.
So, that's my bronze. My silver, I've got guys who grunt in the gym while lifting weights.
Because it's like, look at me, huh?
Right, exactly. It's like, you don't need to do that. I mean, we can all lift weights and not make noise, but it's more of like, look how much fucking weight I'm lifting right now.
Question.
Like Steve Weatherford.
Yeah. Would you lump tennis players like that grunt into that?
Yeah, that's annoying too.
Yeah, because they don't need to do that.
That's
either.
A strategic thing, though.
But sometimes it's kind of sexy when women do it.
I was more talking about the men that do it.
Okay, yeah, then yes, absolutely. Yeah. People who grunt in general when they're like doing some physical activity.
Yeah. Bullshit. Yeah. I don't mind. I mean, the girls on tennis, some of them are kind of hot.
That's so what I'm saying. Okay. Yeah,
were you not just listening to what we said?
Sorry, he'll listen back to that tomorrow.
And be like, oh, man.
Sorry, I was doing two things at once. I was like, time out.
People that grunt pretty much in general, I can't agree with you more. Man, I'm loving this topic. Yeah. I knew there was going to be some good stuff.
All right, and with the gold, I'm going with coffee snobs. Those fucking losers that you see at Starbucks every morning that order like the double macchiato with like 3 shots and double whip and all that bullshit. We don't need it. Just order simple coffee. You know, so that grinds my gears. I hate fucking coffee snobs.
I mean, they pay like $7 for that bullshit. Right. They wait for 10 minutes. Like the other day we were at Starbucks. I just get a regular coffee, you know. Yeah. I had my coffee there. I was just sitting there watching people get their shit. You can just sit at the end of the counter and hearing all this ridiculous bullshit people order. And then they like walk up and grab it.
And they
just
wait like
stare
15
at them
minutes.
Like you're judging them. Yeah, it's like, hey, I'm already done with my coffee. People are just now getting their shit.
But
yeah,
how can they figure out like what the hell?
I don't even know what any of that stuff means. No, much less like I hear people say like give me the blah, 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 blah.
I get anxiety like, when I go to a coffee shop and I look at the menu. I'm like, I don't know what any of those things are.
Yeah, and it's
just
coffee.
Give
it
me your
so
black
easy.
Coffee.
Yeah, throw a little bit of cream in there.
Exactly.
Or whatever.
I'll throw the cream in there. I'll do the work.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah,
I don't need you to do the work
that's
for
totally
me.
Totally how they
know?
Do it there. You're right.
I think I'm the same way. Just like give like an iced coffee and then be like, I'll just go add it at that free booth right there. Like I don't need
but
you to
the
do
ice,
all
the iced
like,
coffee comes blended though, doesn't it?
I don't have a clue. What
coffee
like,
snob?
I don't drink iced coffee, but I think it's when you get iced coffee, it comes with cream in it. Though you don't put the cream in yourself, is what I'm saying.
Nah, that's not the case.
And pretty much every time I've ever seen, somebody
I put cream
get
in
iced coffee.
That's all.
It doesn't come with it. No.
Yeah, pretty much every time I've seen somebody get iced coffee, they've been handed it and it's had cream in it already.
They probably asked for cream.
Oh, okay. I don't drink iced coffee. I think drinking iced coffee
there's
is
no
some
way they serve it
bullshit.
To you with cream and
all right,
asking.
Well, that's your opinion. That's very nice of you.
Iced coffee. People that drink it's iced coffee are coffee snobs. What? You're on that list.
Nah, I drink a cold brew.
Or you're being a coffee snob for hating people who drink iced coffee.
He's just being a hipster. He's just being one of those hipsters.
I just drink fucking coffee, man. I drop a little bit of cream in there.
Simple man.
I just like my coffee.
Well, then why don't you segue right into, give me your podium, Pierce. Let's hear what you had to say.
Oh, man.
Yeah, what grinds your gears, Pierce?
Oh, shit. No, so anyway, interesting y'all say that. Next week, we're going to do pet peeves, which I'm really excited about, which is like definition of things that grind your gears. Yeah, a couple weeks from
tease
now.
It.
But
some
anyway.
Point.
All right, so my bronze is going to be stage parents, and that includes like sports stage parents. Like, I'm going to lump LeVar Ball into this. But just any parents that live through their kids, I just think that's really pathetic. I'm not into that. Like, just because he failed as a person in life, don't make your kid hate their life and try to be successful just so you can, like, get off. Like, fuck that shit.
Yeah, or the guys that are, like, not even coaching their son's basketball team, but they're, like, on the first row of the
exactly.
bleachers.
Yeah,
and
they're,
just, like,
and they're screaming the whole
like
time.
Coaching.
Yeah.
Get kicked out of the game.
Because they're like, man, my kid's
going to... Randy Marsh?
Yeah. I thought this was a
my kid's going to get that scholarship, you know? Like, they're all hell-bent and determined on that bullshit. But yeah, people like that. Fuck those people. Y'all know them from Little League. Like, everybody knows those parents.
Yep.
Silver? Autograph hounds.
Mm.
Like, and I don't have a problem with little kids getting autographs. When you're a little kid, you think it's cool to meet famous people and all that shit.
Yeah.
But these old men that are, like, lining up to get autographs just so they can go sell them for money. Like, that's serious. I don't know how it gets more pathetic than that. I will tell you in a second how it gets more pathetic than that. But, I mean, are y'all into autographs? Like, I think autographs are fucking stupid.
I'm not going to go wait in line or bug somebody.
Are you going to pay money for an autograph then?
No.
So what's the point in any of
them? I don't even think there's relevancy in a lot of them, unless you're buying, like, a Ty Cobb bat or, you know, like, one of those crazy auctions when you hear someone...
Right, but that's not... No.
That's not nuts. Like,
he's not talking about people that buy...
I know.
Yeah.
But you can turn around and sell them if you
buy... But it's those same people, though. Like, they're lumped into that shit. Like, yeah, just because they might have some good shit like Ty Cobb, they're going to have, like, thousands of just the worst autographs in the world that they're trying to offsell.
Like, but I'm not paying for, like, someone's rookie card. I don't care if Ken Griffey's getting a rookie card for $225. And I don't know why somebody would want to get in line. So that's a fair one.
Yeah, fuck these autographs.
Yeah, like you could go print out a fucking picture of the rookie card on the internet and then laminate it, and it's like just the same fucking thing.
Yeah, and then frame it and put it on your wall and just tell people that's what it is, and who's gonna question it?
What's so cool about an autograph anyway? I mean, they just take a pen and they sign their name.
Yeah.
Like it's not like they're jizzing all over what they're giving you. And like,
I'm more inclined to keep it.
But the guy's DNA's on it now. So it's like, cool, I actually have a part of so-and-so.
Yeah, because if you figure out how to build somebody just out of a little bit of DNA.
Maybe a lock of hair would be a better analogy.
All right, yeah.
It probably would have been, but...
Jizz graphs.
But yeah, I've always thought autographs were dumb, too. Even when I was a kid, I kind of thought autographs were dumb, like...
Wow,
he wrote on this. But you know, so many people get like shitty autographs on cocktail napkins too, and think it's like the greatest thing in the world.
Or their arm signed,
or
their tip,
which is just gonna be washed.
Anything that you get signed that you
what if you have like, let's say you're taking your vacuum to the vacuum shop, because that's an actual thing. I know that because I've had to deal with this recently. Like, you have to take it somewhere. And so, let's say you run into a famous person. Like, the hoses were just fucked. And that's what happens when you have a dog that sheds all the time. What's it called? So, let's say you run into, insert the answer here. Like, who's the most famous person you would want to put in that situation? You'd be like, sign this vacuum. It's all I've got.
I would not do that.
Mike Tyson was in that vacuum shop. I'd be like, dude, you got to sign all I have is this vacuum. You have to sign this vacuum.
No.
Fuck yeah. You don't just walk into Randy Jackson and not get his
autograph. Oh, yeah, you do. Actually, my sister ran into Randy Jackson in L.A. this summer and did not get his autograph.
You missed that, Jack.
Pierce has an actual story.
I got an actual
Randy
story
Jackson.
About Randy Jackson. I don't get the joke whatsoever. But,
it's from Step Brothers.
But, yeah, anyway, you do.
All right. So, that's just more pathetic. I'll go next.
Wait, I'm not done.
I thought that was your gold. I apologize.
That was my silver. My gold is Kirk Van Houten from The Simpsons. Father of Milhouse. He actually married his cousin. I mean, Kirk is like, I mean, he's designed to be absolutely supremely pathetic by, like, you know, some of the smartest people in TV history. Like, they do a really good job of making him pathetic. So it's kind of a cop out, but I mean, holy fuck, he is the most perfectly pathetic person.
I mean, if a person's pathetic, they're pathetic.
Yeah, I found a great quote from Kirk, and it goes as such. I got a court order bringing him back talking about Milhouse. The judge said I was the most pathetic person he had ever seen in court. Pity custody, boo yeah. I mean, Kirk's fucking pathetic. Like, there's no debate about this. Kirk Van Houten's the most pathetic person in the history of the world. Real, fake, doesn't fucking matter.
No.
I agree. The real and fake line is totally fine with me.
Yeah. I mean, pathetic. Pathetic's pathetic. We all know
that. That makes, what's it called? So that'll kind of lead me into my bronze. He is also a, I audible on you guys. My bronze will be Michael Scott from The Office. I just decided to switch it up a little bit because I feel that it's more fitting for the, I guess, the angle we were going for. I feel Michael Scott is one of the more pathetic people in the world.
Oh, yeah. Him and Kirk are, like, in the same cloth. Like,
but at least Michael Scott's, like, happy.
I think he's more ignorant. That's a good point. He's oblivious to the fact oblivious. Yeah, that is a good point. They are different in that. Like, Kirk actually knows he's pathetic.
But it's, like, cringeworthy and painful.
But
that's what makes him so good.
I know. That's why.
But he's super pathetic. He is that guy that nobody wants to eat lunch with. And I think that's such a great Michael Scott quote. He's like, I don't know what happened, but as soon as I took over as boss, like, people just, like, don't want to eat lunch with the boss anymore. Like, they used to eat lunch with the old boss. Oh, God, I fucked that quote up. I'm gonna find that. God damn it. Anyway.
Good
attempt. He's pathetic.
And they show, like, videos of him as a kid. And he's like, I just want to have a bunch of friends and a bunch of kids. And he has, like, none of them. And you're just like, oh, this man, is so pathetic.
So sad.
And it's cringeworthy, yet I can't turn away. It's like a car crash. So I feel that that's why.
He's pathetic.
Yeah, it's tough. But shout out to Michael Gary Scott. I'm thinking about you. He lives in Boulder, too.
Is he going to be on the new episodes?
I don't know if he is. I don't think so. I think the one thing that everybody was very adamant about was that it will not have Michael Scott in it.
So are they actually doing that?
I don't know. I think they were just toying with the idea. I think
it's definitely happening.
That's awful.
You hear, like, people like Pam had not heard about it, so you don't know if, like, they're going to get the shout out or not. But
I didn't watch it after Michael left.
I did. The ones with Robert California aren't bad. They're just different. You can't watch them, like, and expect to have Steve Carell there.
It's kind of like
following up from, you know, Bill Belichick. It's going to be one of those kind of difficult situations. It's a no-win situation right there. So, pathetic yet awesome. Michael Scott slides into my bronze.
Love it.
My silver, I got back on the train with what y'all were talking about. It's a generic person. It's the person, speaking of, I guess, people who tweet at recruits when they pick the other team. So, like, if they don't pick your school, and then you have those people that are go out there and, like, say, fuck you, I hope you tear your ACL, or you make whatever program you are look horribly.
I think people that tweet at recruits, period, no matter what school they pick. If you
these
tweet
kids are 17 and 18 years old, leave them alone.
Any of these kids in high school about anything having to do about anything, you're pathetic.
But at the same especially time, good people. Luck to all the teams tomorrow. Please don't tweet at the recruits.
No matter what.
You make us look so bad, and the dogs are so bad about this.
It's not going to change their fucking minds, so it doesn't do anything.
So every all school, teams that do
every
this,
school's going to do that, though.
Fuck, like, yeah. I mean, it's bad, too. Like, you see someone say, I committed to, you know, UNC for basketball.
Yeah, just look at
their hate messages.
Just look under every commitment tomorrow when they announce it, and there'll be tens of...
The Tennessee Twitter is vicious.
They're real bad.
They're vicious. You don't want to, like, take a
recruit. Don't cross the balls.
So,
shit.
Shout out to those people in Knoxville. Y'all probably are the people I'm talking about.
They're getting ready for
it's
tomorrow.
Pretty much silver is not UT fans. And my gold, I think everybody knows that this is only fair, is Ian motherfucking Poulter. That guy is so goddamn pathetic. He resorts to being an online social justice warrior and calling out people's jobs and trying to get them fired, as well as just be a mega prick on the course and treat folks around him like shit.
He's never really won shit.
Fuck you, Poulter! And he's won a match player, too. He's pretty good in the Ryder Cups, and he's really good at golf. So
yeah, but he's never won a major.
No, he hasn't. No. That is true. And he's also barked at Tiger before and just never showed up to the same level, I would even say, as Tiger. So it was always nice to watch him lose and fail, but that's my gold. I think it's there's no one that's going to be able to refute that. He is pathetic.
He's pathetic. I mean, you know. He's up there. I only feel like people that pay attention to golf, though, are going to really be adamant behind getting behind Ian Poulter.
Yeah. You can even be.
I feel like he should have been a bronze.
You can even be a seasonal golf fan, and most folks still don't like Ian Poulter.
Well, okay, I do like golf, but I don't. I mean, yeah, I don't like him, but I don't really have strong feelings. Yeah, I don't feel that he's pathetic.
No, he's just worse during the Ryder Cup. I mean,
yeah,
he's pretty bad, and it is the season, but he's bad all the time. True. Like, he tries to get people fired on Twitter regularly, and like calls out people on the golf course. You know, like, he's a good old-fashioned schmuck.
Okay.
So
I believe you.
I put him as my goal. Pathetic. And if we do one of people that, whatever, cowards or whatever the next topic is that we do for this, he'll be probably the goal for those as well.
As he's listening to this right now, he's probably saying, you're listening to this, Ian, you're pathetic.
Yeah, that is, Ian.
That's fair. I could easily have been in my
Touche. Touche, Ian.
Yeah. As you sit in one of
Didn't
your Ferraris.
Didn't he block you on Twitter?
I am blocked on Twitter and Instagram by him.
So. Nice.
Perfect.
So you've gotten under his skin.
Yeah, he knows that I'm out there.
He at least for
so does DJ and Paulina and Brooks Koepka. They have all accused
Paulina
me.
Paulina does not.
They all blocked me. No, I was just on the block list.
Well, I guess they did know who he is if they blocked him.
No, they probably just blindly blocked me.
They knew for that 4 seconds they were enraged by it. Then they immediately.
But they're probably listening as we speak. So guys, I apologize for my actions and my comments. Unblock me. Let's make this the season of forgiving.
Come on the show.
Interesting.
If you want to win the Masters, you probably need to unblock me.
Yep, because if not, Tiger's probably going to win it.
Yep, because he didn't block me. So that'll wrap up the podium section if we want to cue some more Olympic music. Forget to go look on the Twitter page and vote in the
fucking
poll for
vote.
What you think.
Get out and vote.
We had
the vote.
We had a lot of voters last week.
Voter
a very
God,
Phil Baez. As you could see, he won by 41% with 41% of the vote.
Well, that's because he paid his friends to vote.
Paid.
Yeah, we're
probably welcome Crawford.
I reached out to people in New Orleans. I said, look at this poll and please vote in it. Thank you.
Man,
that's fair.
Man.
That's not a problem. I'm okay with them doing that. I'd rather him
vote
win the
in the poll or vote for me in the poll.
I said vote in the poll.
But okay. Of course, right. If they're from New Orleans, they're gonna be like, "Oh, it's got crawfish. He's having a boil. We're gonna get wasted
of
at
course.
This bowl."
Oh, hey, those are great people. Those are great people. So
yeah, I love them. I'm just
saying. I appreciate them interacting with us, and y'all go get in the heated debate again this week as to who has the best one. But speaking of, we'll transition nicely into golf. Tiger Woods plays next week, and pitchers and catchers report. So that we have a nice, exciting episode for next week. So
yeah,
don't forget to tune back in
Tiger's
and subscribe.
Playing.
Woo! Yeah, that's a big deal.
What other big names are playing?
A lot of people will be playing. Rory will be there. I imagine DJ will play because it's in L.A. Most of these guys want to show up at the larger venue events. Tiger's kind of select. So he's back next week.
He can't play every week yet.
I mean, we had him at top 25 in the first tournament.
Amazing.
He didn't get it.
He's back.
So he's back. Yeah. We have officially called it, and we know that our opinion matters. So onward and upward. Let's get into our favorite segment, the newest segment, the 24-second shot clock.
Hash time.
Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, I don't even know what the fuck it's called. Hash time.
Y'all are going to vote
I
on
like
that,
hash
too.
Time.
Yeah, we'll vote on that as well.
Or we could just vote right now. Hash time does sound pretty good.
Sure.
I mean,
I'll take it.
Yeah,
so
that's
we'll
four. That's four to nothing. Like, yeah, fuck your Twitter votes. Because Phil,
use your Alexa and let's get her started.
Alexa, set the timer to 24 seconds.
24 seconds, starting now.
All right, I'm going to go with Giannis, however you say his name, Greek Freak. He's my new favorite player in the NBA. After the Nets-Bucks game in Brooklyn, he did a meet and greet with a bunch of Greek fans. This kid was wearing a Big Baller Brand sweatshirt. Giannis was like, hey, we got to get that kid a shirt, get that sweatshirt off him. So he takes his sweatshirt off, puts it on the kid, and he's like, all right, don't wear that other shit, wear this. And the kid's like, I don't wear it every single day.
Ooh, good. Oh,
Giannis. You're awesome. Greek Freak.
Yeah, he's making a...
Alexa, off.
I think Giannis is... He's made a nice little name for himself. I hope they can be successful, even if he stays in Milwaukee.
Oh, he's super... He's in the elite category now.
Yeah, like, but how far can you go in the playoffs is the next question.
Well, they're the four seed right now, about to pass the Cavs.
Everyone's going to pass the Cavs.
I think... I mean, they could maybe play Boston tough. Who knows?
That's what I guess we'll... Hey, that's not a bad
at that game. Point. It, like, depending
all
on what the Cavs
do,
did.
Is win one game on the road in the playoffs. Like, the home team's going to hold serve, and then you just need to steal a game.
But I mean, really, just so we can't really talk possible. About anything till Thursday. Like Thursday, we're going to know a lot because I mean, depending on what the Cavs do, like anybody, if they're just like down and out of like officially, because I mean, if all they got's LeBron,
they'll get somebody.
They still got, yeah, they got to get somebody, but. I mean,
LeBron should do the honorable thing and tell them that he's not coming back.
Why would you expect him to do such a thing?
That would be nice of him. You know, it would be nice of him. But then they would just, well, they can't trade him. Like, I mean, I guess they really want to.
No, not that I'm saying they're going to trade him, but like, so they can prepare accordingly.
But, like, I think the writing's on the wall already that he's gone.
Yeah, they've got the pick. They're not trading it, so... That's a good one. Nicely done. BVD, you ready to do a little 24 seconds?
Let's do it.
All right.
Alexa, set the timer for 24 seconds.
24 seconds, starting now.
Just want to say congratulations to all of my other Philly fans out there. We're world champs. I mean, it was a hell of a season. I mean, I can't believe it happened. So we got it done, and it's our first Super Bowl in franchise history. So flag was fly.
Very nice.
Can we for a second talk about
the celebration? The Philly special play was the best play in Super Bowl history.
Alexa, off.
It's up there.
Can we talk about... I don't even think we talked about all the craziness that went on in the streets of Philadelphia after the game, but I watched a lot of Periscope on that.
Insane.
Man, those people were going nuts. And it was just
the
like,
dude that ate horse shit?
Yep.
Yeah, ate like, horse what, shit. What
at
was
the same
he?
Time, would you... Okay. I asked my friends this. Would you... If it was a switch, like a reverse situation, if you were guaranteed a championship for your team to win, a national championship or whatever, would you eat horseshit?
Okay, how do y'all think that happened?
Yes, but after the fact, no.
I'm with you.
Do you think, like that guy said, if Philly wins the Super Bowl, I'll eat horseshit?
Probably.
And then his friends like held him to it? Or he was just that drunk
he was just
great idea, I'm doing this.
Nah, he was just some drunk Philly trash, no offense.
Honestly, that's the truth. I mean, three quarters of that city's trash. I mean, they're known for like nitrous oxide and...
Disco biscuit.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, like, I'm sure there's some great people there too.
Yeah. And they probably weren't out eating horse shit. But at the same time, if it guaranteed me a national championship in like football or something, like how I would passionately, I don't think I would eat. I don't think I would eat horse
I'm
shit.
I'm about 100% sure I wouldn't eat horse shit.
For a national championship or a world championship in whatever you're. I guess the largest.
Okay, because who's going to make that happen? Who's like...
you're not very good at hypotheticals, are
you? I'm really a literal person, Skip, so I'm wondering like who's going to make that happen once you agree to eat horse shit.
That's not how this works.
Anyway.
I wish you could be more fun, but
God.
I can't fix that. So I guess I'll go ahead and do my 24 seconds.
Alexa, set the timer for 24 seconds.
24 seconds, starting now.
I want to give a shout out to the Waste Management Open. They not only perform the most ruckus party every year for the golf tournaments, but this year they had a little streaker on 17, as most people saw online. He was arrested and he was there for 5 days. And when he got out of jail, he found out that he had been fired from his job. When told about his firing as well as his fines and all that other shit, he said, "All right, that's excellent. As long as everyone got a good laugh out of it."
Woo-hoo-hoo! Alexa, off.
Good stuff.
Yeah, so that was just good luck to that guy.
Alexa, off.
Yeah, Gotta love the dude's attitude.
Yeah. I guess if you're dumb enough to go streaking and know that you're getting arrested, like, that would be the... Like, why would you do that if you're out there for the golf tournament and then you miss the whole thing?
And it didn't seem like the event had actual security guards. They were just, like, volunteers that were, you know, around the hole. So, I mean, you would expect a security guard to just pounce right on... You know,
he
just
did like snow angels guy. In the fairway with his nutsack hanging on the ground.
Like, if that's any real sporting event, they're on him immediately. But it's golf. So people are just like, I'm volunteering for this.
Who's
I'm not
in charge
doing this.
Of this? Yeah.
I'm taking care of that.
I work at the local regions. We got free tickets if we did this. What's it called? But yeah, it's, it just kind of makes you laugh a little bit. So.
A little bit.
I think that wraps up this week again.
My turn.
Oh, filled it?
I thought you were second. I'm sorry. I thought we went this way.
You skipped me.
You skipped him.
Classic.
Classic, yeah.
I'm a space cadet today. All
right, well, my my hash time.
Well, why don't you wait a second? Alexa. Set the timer for 24 seconds.
24 seconds, starting now.
All right, my hash time. I was going to put this dude on my pathetic people list, but I just figured I'd save it for a longer length. Anyway... Arthur Blank, owner of the Falcons, dude whined to Robert Kraft about having 283 rings diamond in the rings, and then complained about the Saints trolling him during the games. Like, dude, you're a fucking billionaire. You got to the Super Bowl. You blew 28-3 lead. You deserve whatever you get.
I agree. He's
a
douche.
It is
kind
of funny. He's complaining. He's like, well, don't put yourself in that situation.
Yeah.
It won't happen.
Who wouldn't celebrate coming back from 25 points down in virtually one quarter? You know, a quarter and 3 minutes.
Everybody would. He would be so petty about it too. Exactly. Who cares? Like, why at the end of the day, why does it matter? Like, it's not like he has to see the ring every day or anything like that.
It's just sour grapes.
And he looks like a villain all the time, too. He looks like he just, like, robbed a bank.
I love his look.
He should be a cartoon or something. He looks like all those villains.
He definitely looks like a comic book villain, for sure.
You know, so I'm with you on that one. That's a pretty strong one, Phil. I do apologize about interrupting. Yeah.
You just forgot about him.
Yeah,
that's what happened.
That was no interruption. Was
you forgot about him. That's what it was.
Hitting that pen too much.
It's okay. It's not a big deal.
I think that kind of wraps up this week. We appreciate y'all listening. Again, don't forget to go subscribe, rate, and review. And then, of course, if you're out there shopping for any cool threads, don't forget to go to shinesty.com. Check out our boys' stuff and use the promo code LOUD69 to get 15% off your order.
And the Hash Sports.
If you're an Eagles fan, go get some Philly gear.
Eagles!
Celebrate in the parade looking good.
God, you son of a bitch. what's going on? And don't forget to go follow us on Instagram and Twitter at LNO Podcast.
And let us know your top three, your pathetic people.
Yeah, who do y'all think's pathetic, huh? Huh? Who do we miss? Well, I'm sure we left a lot of people.
It's going to be like Kip, Phil, Pierce.
Man, wouldn't that
your
be great?
Podcast.
I hope I'm not gold. God, I hope I'm not gold. Hey, but if y'all do want to write, if y'all want to put that in the reviews, that's completely cool, too.
Just don't forget to give us 5 stars as well.
Yeah, 5-starred, and then say whatever the fuck you want to say. Nobody's really taken up on that offer yet, so do it now, unless you're scared.
Thanks again. We appreciate it.
Bye.
Who dat?
World champs!
Nice.
Hail State. And it's a